Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, March 21st, and you're listening to the big call. We appreciate everybody tuning in yet again and listening to us. And we hope to have a really good call tonight. And I have some very special information to give in my Intel segment. So be sure to stick around for that. Otherwise, let's get the call started with an opening prayer, like we always do, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that she's prepared for us tonight. Lord God, thank you so much that we have this opportunity right before Easter week to receive everything that you're about to give us. Not only everything that we get daily, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the homes over our head, clothes we wear, all of those things that you afford us. But we're about to receive a major blessing. And we thank you for that. Let this major event take place. Lord God, give us grace and ears to hear as we move forward into this blessing. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is it, man. This is a really good opportunity for us who are called according to what we know, what we've heard, what we are, to come to the big call. We thank you that you've prepared a teaching for us tonight.
It's a pleasure. And I think this is an important one to remind people of their power, and it's called the original formula for creating physical things. The reason most people are doing great things today is simply because they understand how to use the spiritual realm to their advantage. This is a beautiful advantage available to you. Let us delve into the Bible to explore this truth. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Genesis 1:6-8. When God wanted to create the firmament, he used the original formula for creating physical things. That formula is to create physical things using spiritual substance. Many of us have prolonged our journey in life because we're focused only on using physical things to create physical things. There's a better alternative. You will do extraordinary things when you learn and understand how to create physical things without using physical things. Yes, there is a glorious formula. It's the desire and wish of God for you to have everything you want, but you must know how to command and create the things you want. And the way to do that is to understand and know the original formula needed to create the physical things you desire. The original formula for creating physical things is using spiritual substance, nothing more, nothing less. Things will flow to you easily when you understand this simple truth. It's important to note that the challenge most of us are facing is that we're fighting too much with our strength. There's a superior way to deal with things. You can conquer territories and acquire every physical thing you need when you understand how to attract things without working so hard for it. You can rise above your current status when you understand this and how to apply it. The cars you want to be created, the marriage you want can be attracted, the house you want can be acquired, without you going through a lot of stress. Jesus Christ demonstrated how we can create physical things when he was asked to pay tax. He would have been harassed if he didn't know how to create physical things with spiritual things. Jesus Christ demonstrated this for us to understand the things possible for us. Beloved of God, I want you to know that the reason Christ came to the earth is not just to die. He came to show us how we can live here on earth with authority and power and dominion. If all he came to do was to die, he would have died earlier than he did. But he lived for 33 years to show us how to live and to make us understand the things that are possible for us. The reason you're being harassed and going through what you should not be going through is because you still don't understand how to create the physical things you need with spiritual substance. See the account of how Jesus used spiritual substance to create a physical necessity. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when you open his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. Matthew 17:27. And that is what we're focusing on today, is to remember we were brought here together to understand now is the time to honor our spiritual authority in Christ and to create with the substance that we've been given, which is the blessing, but to use our spiritual heart, our spiritual wisdom, and our spiritual joy in regenerating our world. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I really like that. It's interesting that you brought some verses from Genesis 2 about creating and about the firmament above and below. And what I think is cool is that, you know, when God created the universe and the earth and everything on it, the firmaments, he spoke those things into existence. You know, when he first spoke, let there be light, you know, that shows us that the manifestation of his words were light. Same thing for the earth, same thing for the heavens, everything else, every created living being, and so on. What I like about that is it's an example of what we create when we speak things into existence. When we speak a thing, it becomes a living thing to give life or to destroy. We have to be very careful how we say things and what we say, because it does become a living thing, an entity, something. And I think that's really good, and that was a good example of it in that teaching, Sue. I love the story about putting a hook out, getting a fish. First fish you bring in has a gold coin in its mouth. And that was used to pay Jesus' taxes. I mean, that's really, talk about creating something out of nothing. That's essentially what he did. It's not like a bunch of fish were swimming around with coins in their mouth. You know, this was a miracle, another miracle, a sign, a wonder, a miracle. They're all three the same Greek word. And it's really pretty cool to think that that happened and that we basically, like you said in your teaching, Sue, are going to be doing the same thing with the results that we receive from the blessing itself. And what we do with the blessing is going to depend a lot on what's in our heart. What's in our heart comes out through our mouth, and we speak what's in our heart. That's going to be the result of what we want to see happen with the blessing itself. How we spend the money, how we give the money. I don't even like the term invest the money, but essentially we're investing in people's lives. We're investing in other people's lives. And how we do that, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And I think we'll change the world in the process. With everybody that's hearing my voice on the big call, all the people that we've talked to over 13 years now, everybody that has plans to do projects, to do things, to up-level the world, to bless humankind and beyond, it's going to be amazing, and I'm looking forward to all of that manifesting for all of us, and really for a long time, not just a short period of time. I think we'll do it for quite a long time. So I really enjoyed that teaching, Sue. I think it tells us that we have, what we have is in the power of the tongue, how we say things, and then the fact that we don't have to say everything that's on our mind. We can think about it for a few seconds and say, do I really want to say that? Do I really want to say that to this person? You know, or would I be better off not saying a thing? You know, that's something we all know and we all can benefit from. But I think we've got a nice basis to realize that, yes, we do create things with our imagination. We create things as we speak things, and we create with our words. Our thoughts become words. So I love that teaching, Sue. I thought it was really good. Thank you for finding that and bringing that to us tonight. And someone that really creates beautiful things with his words is our own Bob. So Bob, what would you say to this as we thank Sue for bringing that teaching in so much?
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, Sue. This is somehow feels like a special night to me. And I think this was a really special teaching about recognizing that we as humans that are here in these wonderful bodies, you know, of congealed light, are actually part of this firmament, part of a spiritual type of energy field that was created, you know, for many purposes, one of which was for our manifestation as a species, and that we as these manifested, you know, cells of God in our, it became our soul and manifest in our body, that we can recognize that we're actually in the firmament, because it's not a matter of higher or lower. All of the dimensions are in the same place at the same time. They're just different vibrational levels. And as we meditate on our manifestation and how great the Creator is that gave us this life, we can decide to manifest, as you were saying, Sue, and knowing that the spiritual soup, the nature of where we reside and how we got here, gives us, you know, the power to be these creators. And we can make a picture of whatever it is that we want to create and put it in a bubble, imaginary bubble, and float it out and pray over it to God to bring this picture to us. And we can give gratitude, you know, as if it's already happened, for God's generosity, and we can give Him praise for what's about to come. And when it arrives, we can elevate the praise, give like great, great thanks and gratitude, and then share. Share with all capital letters, and share the great fortune, however small it might be, whatever it was that you decided to manifest, and help to give to someone in need, whether, you know, it's a ride in your new car, or shelter, Or maybe it's something you prayed for that was an elevation in your consciousness that gives you great energy to give others, you know, encouragement and love. And, you know, as you do this, as you act and give, you're then showing, you know, that you're a willing participant in sharing God's fortunes to all of his children. And then go about manifesting more and show your greatness. Manifest great, great things in the, you know, in your own godness that's within you. And with your own shining glory that has been gifted to you with God, create the greatest things you can imagine and share those.
Thank you, Bob. That's good. That gets us, gives us pause to reflect on that. And I like the illustrations that you created in that and how we can imagine those things. Thank you. Sue, what do you say to this teaching?
What do you say to this teaching? I pick this teaching to help people understand. I think I learned this in my class tonight, that people can get trapped in their sense or five senses-based reality or physical reality. And you forget that, like Bob was talking about, you're really part of a reality that is non-physical and is multidimensional. And when you realize that, you can reach up into that quote-unquote firmament, which is spiritual substance, and connect it as your thought and your feeling, and shape spiritual substance with your desire. Then you're acting like Christ, and you're able to do. I mean, I'm hoping we're going to be moving into a time when there's a lot less difference. In other words, we're doing the things. We're actually demonstrating what Christ wanted us to be demonstrating, the peace, the love, the health, the ability to love each other, all of that, the abilities. That's the reason I picked the teaching. And I'm happy that you really liked it, Bruce, because I think it speaks to the faith that you've had on the call and holding that space for everybody to, you know, to come from knowing that this was happening rather than complaining or saying, why is it not right or not this or whatever. And you kept creating it with your own thought, with a little support of, oh, I don't know, a few people. Holding that so that it didn't go into a collapse. It didn't go into a doubting or an unknowing. So that's why I picked the teaching, and
well,
I hope
you.
Everybody enjoyed it.
Thank you, Sue. I think we did a lot. I appreciate your comments on that. And thank you for your comments, Bob, as well. This is a great opportunity for us, Sue, to see if there are any prayer requests tonight.
There is.
If there are, is there one or two maybe?
Probably two. And okay. I'm going to read the first one that came in from, it must have come in while I was on the call. And this is from a very dear, dear member of the pod, and I'm sad to read it, but happy to pray for it.
Okay.
Hello, Bruce, Sue, and Bob. I'm writing to request prayer by the best prayer warriors I know. I moved to Salt Lake City from Orlando, Florida 18 months ago and have been deteriorating in health-wise since. Today, Bob, we need you, Bob. Today I was put onto oxygen. Then the suggestion was made that I should consider moving back to sea level. I've applied to some positions in Pensacola, Florida. Until med beds come out and God heals me, I will need to move to sea level for better oxygenation and healing. This is a huge leap of faith for me. So I really need prayer to help me oxygenate, breathe well, and for my Guillain-Barré flare to go into remission. I need prayer to sway the hiring administrators to select me for the positions I have applied for and to pay for the move back to Florida, Pensacola. Thank you so much for your faith, inspiration, conviction, and Christ-centered life. Can't believe it, JC. Okay, so I'm going to pour a lot of love into this. Yes, okay, so let's everybody get really centered in their heart. And imagine that all of Christ's love, all of Christ's healing, all and every time you have prayed and had victory, all of that was coming back to you and was being charged up inside of you so we can really pour great conviction and the structure of a complete and healed and victorious prayer. So we're going to pray for Ms. JC, and we see that you're surrounded in the most powerful column of Christ healing light, and that within that structure, the water of Christ's living healing energy is being held. And in that, you are being cleansed of anything that could, this Guillain-Barré, that is being cleansed and released so that it's not even in your memory. It's not even in your cells. What's being placed instead and is surrounding you 24/7 is like a circulating loop of energy and knowing is the fact that med beds are part of your reality. The administrators are right now saying, wow, we need to talk to this person. Everything and anything that you need is so charged and so powered up and is so already manifesting that it's such a miracle because we all prayed, millions and millions of people, learning how to structure and contain Christ's infinite miracle healing for you, Ms. Janet, with all the love of Christ. With all the love of our knowing that this is done, and with all the love that you deserve so much, may you know that it is done, it is done, it is done, in Jesus' name, and we say amen.
Amen and amen. All right.
And then we're going to do a big call. Hold on a sec. Wow. Sorry. Do a little fill if you don't mind.
Ooh, yeah, no I'm one. Just going to speak. Anybody that hears the big call now that is in the Pensacola area, that's the area she's thinking about going to. I thought as soon as you mentioned Salt Lake, I thought of the altitude difference, and I thought, yeah, the oxygenation would be better at sea level, like Pensacola. Not quite sea level, but just about. And anybody that has connections there in the kind of work that Janet was speaking about in her prayer request, keep her in mind. Keep her in mind for that.
Act as magnets. So we'll act as magnets, yeah.
Yeah, act as magnets. Draw that in. Draw her in. Yep.
Okay, so now we have Genia, and I'm going to walk over. And we have National Common Courtesy Day, 3/21. What's today? Isn't today? What's today?
Yeah, 21st. Yep.
Okay. Gosh. With ever busy lives, you're going to hear something for a minute. Hold on a second. With ever busy
lives.
Second
full day of spring. Yep.
We often forget the simple things can make a difference. Simple things like beautiful birthday prayers and beautiful, simple acts of kindness. Companies That Care Day, a lesson all employers must learn is that a happy employee is a loyal employee. That's for relationships, too. Companies That Care Day or Relationships That Care Day. A happy employer and a happy employee, a happy relationship and a happy relationshipee. Say, making it up as we go along. Harmony Day. We've got harmonious habits and unifying ideas to make your Harmony Day a picture of peace. Memory Day. Grab a notebook and throw it out the window. Today's challenge is remembering without a reminder. That's pretty funny. World Forestry Day. Let us join hands and pledge to save our trees, our forests, and our planet. I'm going to take that and run with it. Oranges and Lemons Day. Let's celebrate Oranges and Lemons Day. That's so strange. By feasting on these citrus fruits. World Water Day, Friday, 3/22. World Water Day aims to bring water aid to people who truly need it across the borders. Listen to this one. They have a lot of cat days. Cuddly Kitten Day.
Ooh, I love kitties.
I know. Cuddly Kitten Day, Saturday, 3/23/25. Delve into everything cat, from fun facts to how they were domesticated or more. And then Palm Sunday, 3/24/24.
Yep.
That's interesting. Palm Sunday is the beginning of Jesus' final week on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' entrance in Jerusalem. Jesus rides a donkey into the city of Jerusalem and is welcomed and cheered on by people who see him as their Savior. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father, today we continue praying for the following, all the leaders and millions of listeners and all their prayer requests, 800 numbers, R&R, MedBed, Pastor Scott's health and upcoming surgery in April, hope MedBeds are available very soon.
Yep.
I trust in your power and grace to sustain and restore me. Loving Father, touch me now with your healing hands. For I believe that your will is for me to be well in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Jesus prayed over those who crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. To enjoy God's blessings for ourselves, we must imitate Christ's unrestrained forgiveness. Like your word says in Colossians 3:12-13, may I clothe myself in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. May I be patient with my friends, and may I forgive freely like you have forgiven me. May I shine your light in my friendships, giving glory to you through all that I do, say, and think. Also, when this amazing blessing comes to fruition, hopefully before Easter, and we receive our 800 numbers, please help us do good and be great stewards with these funds. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. May everyone be blessed. Stay positive and healthy. Have a blessed week. Jeannie.
There you go. That's a nice prayer, Jeannie, really.
Yeah.
Very inclusive. I love that. That was great. And I love Cuddly Kitten Day. That's Saturday, though, right? Yep, 23rd. Okay. Keep that in mind. To me, Cuddly Kitten Day, or Cat Day for me, is every day. Fortunately. All right. Thank you, Sue. Any other prayer requests today?
No.
That would be it for now. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to a great week and a half. I'll be looking forward to giving you guys the latest update in my Intel segment. Thank you for that, Sue. Appreciate that. You wrapped up your final fourth class tonight of your latest course. So give us a little rundown on that, and then tell us whatever it is you want to bring to us tonight.
Well, it was a powerful class, because in each class, and this happens if you get the bundle, you get what is known as a neuroplastic meditation in Christ. And what does that mean? It means that we're meditating and we're rewiring and practicing something to emulate how Christ was, how he moved, how he thought, how he behaved, some of the skills that you're going to need as a new leader, as a person that wants to be compassionate and loving and really bring miracles and what many might call the impossible to the world. And that's what we do at the beginning of the class. And at one point, we'd had music, and then we took the music out, and we added music. And I wanted people to know, because all the people on the call didn't know this, Bruce and Bob, but I bet you remember, it must have been about maybe 3 years ago, when I brought in the concept of forest bathing.
Yes.
And what that means for anybody that wasn't hearing it is the Japanese are particularly well known, but in this meditation that we did tonight, we had a forest bathing soundtrack with wind chimes and birds. And I let everybody know, and this is very important, that there's so much, there's a thing called nature deficit disorder. Nature deficit disorder. And in this meditation, we were walking through a redwood forest. And we combined it with another concept that you can do right here, right now, I'm going to share with you. And it's based on a Princeton researcher, and Bob probably knows him, called Les Fehmy, F-E-H-M-I, and it's called Open Focus. Now watch this. We're walking through the redwood forest in our imaginations, and we're listening to the sounds of the birds, and we're bathing our energy field, which is proprioceptive. In other words, your body doesn't know the difference between something you're imagining and something where you're walking with your eyes wide open. And so you're in this beautiful setting, gazing up at the redwood forest, picking up on all the scents and the sounds and the experience. And now I ask everybody to take their hands. So do this with us. Take your hands and put them as far out, like at your eye level, as far out to the side as you possibly can. Just put your hands way, way out at the side. And this is called open focus. And what it's doing is it's expanding your capacity to perceive in a bigger frame. And what that does to the mind, the brain, the spatial reading aspects of your entire being is it expands your perception. And there's no wonder they want us like narrowly focused on a phone and on little digital things, because that shrinks your perceptual field. It gets you very tightly focused and very smallly focused and very fragmented and distracted. And Les Fehmy did a lot of brainwave research to find out that when we expand our perception and when we incorporate a practice like open focus, getting out into nature, getting into things that expand our visual field once a day, the impact on our entire field of perception, how we think, is off the charts. So use forest bathing. Go look up forest bathing. Look up getting out into nature. Put that into your projects. Look up open focus. See the scientific research on expanding your perceptual field. Get with neuroscience-based geeks like the person you're listening to. Because all of this research and what we did in our class is designed to increase integrated, regenerative well-being. And what that means is regenerative is where systems are connected, and because you're connected to nature, you're going to connect better and take care of nature. Then nature is going to take better care of you. When you're connected and you're in a regenerative relationship, you're going to take care of that relationship because the relationship takes care of you. So we're moving into this new, beautiful space of much more secure, coherent, interconnected, and honoring, and less separated well-being. And if you want to learn more about how to be an integrated, masterful, and happy leader, the only thing that I can suggest with all the energy that I could possibly put into this statement is you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Because on the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're going to learn how to move in this new circumstance, in this new ability to be an integrated leader, to be in your highest well-being, and to have the greatest quiet impact. It's going to be different than being the, you know, champion of industry. Quiet impact. Impact that is honoring to Christ and that just without efforting does great things. If that's appealing to you, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Wisdom Bundle, put your name, your telephone number, and we'll be getting that out to you tomorrow. Golden Wisdom Bundle, $300, and it's a $550 value. And we made it that way so that people could really benefit and have a way to slow down but accelerate their ability to lead and live the new life and the new world that will be regenerated in Christ. And that's our segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Very good, and a great opportunity to take advantage of the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and I'll recap that in my segment as well. I think that's wonderful, and I think it is a great opportunity for people to benefit from those teachings, from those classes that were interactive and very fun, and not to mention the meditations at the beginning of each class. Everything was cool, very good. And I think they'll gain a lot from it because of what we're about to go into right now and as soon as the blessing manifests to us. Well, thank you, Sue. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, I bet you have some news to share with us tonight about a new product offering, how that went, and anything that you have in the way of testimonials and other other research that you'd like to bring to us tonight?
Sure. We can do it, Bruce. It's just Thursday here, and 2 days ago when we talked about the new Myotrol product, we didn't really have any idea that it would only be up on the website for less than 24 hours. But it was, because so many people wanted it, that it sold out, like, really, really fast. And that's that. I guess that's good, but in a way it's also, you know, for me, I feel like we disappointed a bunch of people that couldn't get it that really wanted to.
Yeah.
And we thought that it would kind of go at a certain pace, and then we would watch, and at a particular time, we'd place an order for more. But we didn't think that would be until about a month from now. But as it turned out, yesterday, we already had to place an order for more. So we placed an order for three times as much as we got the first time.
Okay.
And that's the kind of thing that's really hard to gauge. When you have a brand new product, you don't really know what's going to happen at the beginning. But what you can be pretty sure of is that there is going to be adjustments that have to be made along the way. And so you order a small amount so you can make those adjustments before you order a large amount. And for example, one of the things that happened was, in the laboratory where this product was created, it was very easy for them in that lab to get the liquid into one gel cap, like the size of an omega-3 fatty acid gel cap. But when they sent the whole, collection of the liquid to the manufacturing company that was going to produce it on a bigger scale, it turned out their machine was getting clogged by the thickness of the liquid, and we had to thin it out. Well, as they thinned it out, it no longer fit in one gel cap. It had to go into two gel caps.
Yep.
Well, we had already ordered the labels that said, take one gel cap, and had to dispose of those labels and remake the labels that said, take two gel caps.
Right.
And so those are the types of things that occur when you're launching something brand new. And that's why you start slow, so you don't waste 5,000 labels, by placing a really big one. And so we worked through each of those little things that occurred, and the product came out really great. And the scientist that created it, Eric, has been taking the pills himself for 4 or 5 days now. And he just keeps marveling. I spoke to him again today at how effective they are and how much he feels it as he's exercising. And so we're really happy how great it came out. But again, disappointed that we couldn't have enough for everybody this first go around. But we did place another order today, and we're hoping that in about 6 weeks' time, it should be coming, and then we'll have enough for everybody at that point. So, for people that did get it, we're looking forward to hearing how they feel and what's happening with their fitness and exercise, and we'll report on that as time goes by. But in the meantime, Bruce, I have this cool testimonial that came in, which a lady sent in her picture, and she sent a video, and I haven't even had a chance to watch the video yet. But here's what she said. She's talking about the dynamic combo, which is Barley and Boomer Boost together. She goes, I love the products. I'm 75, and I work 10 hours a day 4 days a week. I couldn't do it if not for the Boomer Boost and Barley. When I run out, I really feel it in a day or two. I am always happy when I can get my next order. I feel great. I hope the blessing comes soon so I can really stock up.
There you go.
I really trust Boomers. Thank you so much for the great products that really work.
That's great, Bob.
He sent a video and a picture. Here's a couple that sent in this testimonial and with a picture. They're talking about the probiotics. Been taking it for 8 months. It's the best I've ever found. And I take the digestive enzymes for about the same length of time, and it's helped me immensely as my digestive system have been messed up from all the chemo I had from stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I've been cancer-free for 12 years, and the problems my digestion have been almost completely corrected. She's also been using the circulation mat for 10 months. And he mentioned my wife's blood pressure has returned to the normal range from 145 over 90 to 125 over 80.
Great. That's perfect.
I tripped and fell in January and broke 4 bones in my hand, along with a concussion. I use the circulation mat twice daily to speed up my healing, and it's working great. Lastly, the circulation mat's helping me remove the neuropathy that I had in my feet caused by all the chemo.
Right.
Isn't that great, Bruce? It's like...
Yes! That's a great testimonial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things that you normally are told, well, you're just going to have to live with that. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, it's going to take 6 months for the bones in your hand to heal. And, yeah, that chemo thing with your gut, that's probably just going to have to live with it, right?
Yeah.
But the fact is there are things in certain circumstances that can help tremendously. As you can see by this testimonial. And they just keep on coming. There's another one that just, another one that was there about the same thing. This one says, I love the heirloom barley. When I combine it with the Boomer Boost, it makes my day.
There you go.
Here's one for you about our collagen. Your collagen has changed my hair from barely there to vavoom. Awesome.
That's good. Vavoom.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Anyway, there's a lot of, you know, since the last couple of days, there's a lot more that came in too. And we have exactly 2,900 reviews right now.
Okay. All right.
And still holding steady at 4.7 stars out of 5. And over 90% of the reviews are either 4 or 5 stars.
That's terrific.
There
speaks
you go,
so well, Bob. Yep.
Yeah, the products, you know, Bruce, I always say this, we didn't invent most of these products. We kind of invented the sleep aid and a couple other products, but the barley, you know, that people keep raving about is something, you know, that the scientists in Canada invented over many, many years. And we're just fortunate, as we were with the Myotrol, that he chose us to be his distributor. And when people call in to the office and speak with the people that pick up the phone and the experience that they have, that's why these scientists choose our company, is because of how patient and knowledgeable and skillful the people are that are answering the phones that take care of people like the big call listeners.
There you
and
go.
So as a result, you know, and it's, you know, at least with a couple of these products, Bruce, until the scientists found us, they really didn't have a way to distribute their products. And they were brought to the world because of the people that are providing the customer service. Isn't it amazing that, you know, what used to be, you know, standard great customer service with friendly, knowledgeable people has become rare. And if you provide it, it can create such amazing things where people can get things like the Gladiator Barley and a circulation mat that can literally change their life that came about because of very, very pleasant and knowledgeable people that are picking up the phone.
Well, I think, Bob, that happens because the fact that you've worked so closely with your staff, you've trained them on how to be caring people, and the fact that the big call, you know, represents a pretty good portion of business, it just speaks well on the way that you designed and created that company. And, you know, there's nothing like personal service. You know, when you call and you get somebody, you know their name, they know your name. It's not some automated thing. It's not some AI responding back to you. It's real people that care about us, and that a lot of them are listeners to the big call. And so it speaks well that you've put those people in a situation where they can be responsive to us and answer questions and take their time with us. It's really the way it's supposed to be, Bob. And I think the Myotrol is a great example of a super product. And I was not a bit surprised that it sold out in less than a day. And I'm a little disappointed that the orders can't come in sooner than 6 weeks. I'm a little surprised. Why is that, Bob? Why is it? I thought we could have gotten that more quickly. What's going on with that?
Well, this is one of those products, you know, similar to our barley, where there are multiple steps in the process of doing this. So these are plant extracts. So the first thing that you have to do when an order is placed is they have to place orders for all the plants to come.
I see. Okay.
And then they have to arrive in a laboratory setting that's controlled, and then they have to put it through a process to get those extracts out. And then they have to go through another process that changes the solubility so it's readily absorbed. And then once it's done, they have to test it. And then they have to send it to a different site. They have to send it from California to Colorado, the liquid, the final liquid creation. And then there, they have to go through a process of quarantine, right? Because they're required by FDA regulations to put the liquid that comes in a drum, they have to put it aside, and they have to take some out, and they have to send it to an independent lab to test it to make sure it's not contaminated. And then if the test comes back okay, then they're allowed to take it out of quarantine, bring it into the processing center. Then it has to be put into the gel caps, and then gel caps have to cure. So when it's put in, they have to set it aside and let it cure for 3 or 4 days before they can then gather up all the gel caps and put them into bottles. Mm. And then once that's all done, Bruce, they have to test it again because the FDA wants to be sure there was no contamination during the bottling process.
Wow, amazing.
And so they have to pull bottles off the line in a certain sequence and send those out for testing. And then when it all comes back safe and pure, then only then are they allowed to box it, put it on a pallet, get a truck to come get it, and they have to bring it from Colorado to St. Petersburg, which takes 4 or 5 days of travel time, right? So that's why it takes that long.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's if nothing goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, right? I know.
And so a much more realistic amount of time, allowing for any little glitches, which happen, you know, all the time with the trucking issues or something else, you know, is 2 months is actually something that we actually plan for. But the best case scenario is it'll come in 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's quite a process. Yeah. Okay. Well, all we can do is order more the next time if it sells out again, which I think it will.
Yep.
I think this will go quickly. Wow.
Yep. Well, we've been through this before, Bruce. You know, when we first got our barley back 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago,
yeah,
it was one of those things where we started really small. We started with 20 bottles. And we got feedback from the customers, and we tested it, and then we ordered 50 bottles, then 100, you know, and now today there's a truck that's on the way that made it from northern Canada to Utah so far, and it's leaving Utah on its way to St. Pete tomorrow. And there's many tons. Yeah, there's many tons of barley on that truck.
Okay.
And so if you do it right and you don't get out ahead of your skis and you're patient and grow it where you don't make any, you know, excessive moves too fast, then that's what can happen. You can make sure everybody's happy. And that's the other thing, Bruce. It's like this. We know it's going to take a couple months to come, and we don't want anybody who has ordered the product to run out. So for those that get it, they really like it, and they want to order more, we don't want them to run out, have to wait for a month or two, and then reorder it, because they'll lose momentum in their muscle gains and all that.
Yeah.
And so whoever the first people are, we want to make sure they're taken care of really well, and then the other people will be taken care of the same way when it's their turn to start. And that's always good. You don't want people, you know, having to wait until they can get more. Running out is way worse than starting, you know, three times as many people that are all going to run out.
Right. I get it. Well, it's a great story, and I really look forward to receiving it. And I know everybody else does because you're shipping out now that new product, Myatrol. And so We'll see how it tests out. I'm looking forward to it, and I think everybody else is. It'll be wonderful when we get it and can start taking it. And then in the meantime, we'll still keep our Gladiator barley and our Heirloom barley going with our Boomer Boost. And do you have anything else that you want to offer tonight, Bob, in the way of any combination of products or anything?
Nope, not at this point. Nope.
Okay.
We're just going to focus on getting all the orders out so people know. You know, usually when an order comes in, it gets mailed by the latest the next day.
Right.
That's not the case right at the moment. It's it's taking an extra day or two because, you know, you can only process so many orders on one day. And we got so many in that were behind by a couple of days. So if people thought they might be getting their product in 3 days, don't be surprised, you know, if it takes 5 days.
Okay. All right.
But in the future,
excellent.
It'll be better. But just for now, it's a little bit behind.
Okay. All right. Let's let them know they get to the website, your site, by going to bigcalluniverse.com. When they get on our homepage, they'll see the banner up top that says boomers, it's a direct link to your site. So they click on it, they'll go into your site, and they'll be able to see the new product offering, and they'll see everything else that you would have to offer there. Bob, is the Myotrol something that can be ordered on and put on back order or not?
No, not right now. It isn't.
Okay.
But, you know, as it gets closer, we'll probably mm-hmm. facilitate something like that. But right at the moment, not now.
Okay, gotcha. We want everybody to take advantage of what currently is available now. And also, to call in if you have questions or you want some information, for example, like the lady who used the circulation mat to help heal her four broken fingers faster and increase your circulation by 30% and all the other benefits of that, call. The 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of it. Tomorrow will probably be a pretty busy day. Good day to call in if you want something or you have a question or you want to get information on the circulation mat. That's a good time to do it. So anything else, Bob, before we go to Intel?
No, I think that's it for tonight, Bruce. It is 5 after 10.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Okay, let's do it. Let's get into Intel. I don't think this needs to be a long diatribe. I think we can get this out fairly quickly. And I'm glad to say I got nice update this evening before the call, which is always cool when I get something really that I think is going to be super good. All right. For the last couple of days, we have heard that we would get this blessing, the RV, started and exchanges started between now and Sunday, this Sunday, Palm Sunday. And I thought, well, if that has to happen, we take today out of the mix. We haven't been notified on Thursday. That's looking pretty good for Friday or Saturday. And that does look really good. And here's why. We received some information later this afternoon that President Trump is going to be making two major announcements. This was actually a Twitter feed, excuse me, or what they would call X, a video that President Trump did. It said he, President Trump, will be making two major announcements tomorrow, which is Friday, at 11 o'clock. Now, what we don't know is what time zone was the president referring to. It might be safe to say it was probably 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but it wasn't designated. But I'm going to suggest it might have been tomorrow, 11 o'clock. We're getting two major announcements, and this is on all forms of social media. This would be your Breitbart, your True Social, everything that you can think of that normally, I'm sure it's on X, which is Twitter, X, and any other social media platforms. It was said to be on all social media platforms tomorrow at 11, and maybe one television network. We know that they've singled out CNN of all networks that has new investors and is supposed to be able to tell us more truthful news. We'll see if they do it, and it may be offered on CNN. We don't have that officially, but the president was referring to all forms of social media. coming out tomorrow at noon. Now, at 11 o'clock Eastern. We think it's Eastern. Stay tuned to that, guys. See what he has to say. Two major announcements? I don't know what they are. I'm not even going to speculate. Let's let the president bring them. But, and here's the important part. When the president puts those out tomorrow, and we don't know how long it's going to take. We don't know how long it is. But whenever they're over, everything gets released. That's the trigger to release the emails to us, emails to bondholders to give them access to funds. All of that gets released after the announcements are made. And I think it was to be pretty much right after the announcements were made. Now, if that's the case, and we get this by lunchtime or early afternoon, we should be able to exchange within 3 hours of that. In other words, you'd set your appointments up, call, set your appointments using the 800 number that comes in the email. You set your appointment up, and you're off and running, and maybe you get exchanged Friday afternoon, evening. I believe that's what they want to have happen. That, we'd run right through Saturday, if Friday works tomorrow, go right through Saturday, Sunday, believe it or not, yep. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everything. Okay, so here's the thing. The public is supposed to, not the internet group that we are, the public that's not following the big call, that doesn't use a toll-free number, that just gets awakened somehow to this, the public is supposed to start on April 2nd, which if my calendar thing is right, wouldn't that be Tuesday, April 2nd? I don't have a true calendar. I have to put it in my head and try to remember. But if Easter Sunday is March 31st, Monday would be the 1st of April, and the 2nd would be Tuesday, right? So that's what we're looking at for the public. So we would get a head start on the public of, what's that, 9 days or so? Something like that? So we'll see how that shakes out. But I'm encouraged by it, very much so. And I'm going to try to tune in to whatever I can tune in to find the announcements, the two major announcements that President Trump is going to make tomorrow. Could be very interesting. And the other piece I want to bring to you is, remember how we've been told that bondholders and us would get access to 1% of our funds? And we said the first 12 to 15 days for us, bondholders for 90 days. Well, they changed that in a conference call meeting with HSBC, Treasury, and Wells, and the redemption centers, and the leaders of the banks. They changed it all yesterday. Just when you think you've got it down, they made a change. And this change is a good change for us. So the 1% will be increased. I'm not supposed to say what it goes to, but it'll be a nice increase in what you have access to immediately on day one. And it should only be for a limited time, not 10 or 15 days, and not 120 days or 90 days, but a nice limit of time. Oh, let's call it a month or so, and then you get access to all of it. Same thing for bondholders as us. And really, this shotgun start should be that they get their access to funds, we get our access to funds within 24 hours of each other. So there's not a huge head start or a jump. We get it close to the same time, within 24 hours of each other. Now, the super whales, they were funded out about 3 months ago. Super whales. but they haven't been able to get access to their funds till we get access to our funds. So there's no head start there. They're just wrapping up the whales that started Sunday and Monday, getting their emails and getting everything done. They're just now wrapping those up today and probably tomorrow. They'll finish those up. So, again, no head start, no advantage. They'll go and they'll get access when we get access. Now, we get access through the redemption centers, right? We get our access on day one when we do our exchanges and we get our ZIM redeemed. And they know pretty much who everybody is that's going in. That's good. And we know that Wells Fargo is the lead bank in the United States. HSBC is the lead bank internationally. And there are other banks like Banco Santander, which is Santander Bank, for Latin America. But that's why the call was between HSBC, Wells, and the Treasury yesterday. So all I can say is use, kind of like dance with the one who brung you is the expression. So Wells Fargo has set up and overseeing all redemption centers in the United States, and we should take advantage of that initially, at least set our accounts up with Wells. I plan to do that with all of my projects. You guys know I've got four LLCs, and I'll have one master trust account as my primary Wells, and then I'll set up four LLC accounts in the next couple of days after we go for the projects themselves. So I'm very excited about this. I'm looking forward to this going, as you guys are. But this last piece of information, should it come true, is going to be our start of everything we've all been waiting for, that we've prayed about, that we've hoped for and waited for with expectation. And I'm looking forward to it just like you guys are. In the meantime, take advantage of Sue's Golden Bundle, which is a bargain. Normally it would be $550. It's $300. So get it by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then in the subject line, put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. And then make sure that you have your name and cell phone number in your email and that you can do Zelle. You can transfer funds using Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. Okay? And I think all major banks have it. Probably a lot of secondary banks have Zelle too. It's a simple app. It's an easy app to work with. And it allows you, once you set that up, to send funds back and forth, whatever, without the use of the bank. Okay? So that's a really positive thing. Do that. Take advantage of that. And you'll be rewarded with great classes that she has created for her, what she calls the pod. And it's very interactive. It's something you'll really learn and enjoy as you're doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's interactive. You're going to think, man, this is great. I wish I'd have joined those classes when they came out. Well, this is your next thing. This is the next best thing. Get the recordings from the classes and listen to them at your own pace. Recommended one class per week. Class is usually about an hour and a half long. And you can just listen and, you know, you'll have this. You'll have that information. You'll have everything that was brought out in five different courses, a total of 20 classes, at least 30 hours of teaching. And it's good. It's really good. And I think it's really helped a lot of people have written rave reviews about it. I highly recommend you get it. And you need to get it now before we get numbers, so jump on it tonight. And Sue will do her very best to get that out tomorrow morning to you. But take advantage of that. It's a really great opportunity for you to really learn what she has been teaching the pod for months now. All right? Now, what you want to do also is make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com with your email, because that's the only way we're going to have after these calls are over, which hopefully the last call is tonight, and I'll let you know what we're doing with our projects, how you can help participate with Big Call Universe, and with not only that, but with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, also with the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network as well. Those are the four projects that I've created that I want some help with, especially on Rebuild America. Remember I asked for 5,000 listeners? Maybe we start with more. Maybe we get more. And that will be really cool. And yes, we do plan to get together regionally, in person regionally. So I'm going to get in touch with you guys by email. That's how you'll know where we are, what we're doing as we build out at least two new URLs. We build those out, and I hope to make at least one of them more interactive. And so we'll see how it goes. We've got some things to do, all of us do. We've got to get our any personal debt knocked out. We've got to get, any move that you're planning, get that planned. If you need to buy another car or a new car or a new home or move, whatever, all of that stuff, plus you're all entitled to a week or two of vacation, But we'll be trying to get things started from my point of view with the advisory group and then creating leadership teams, and you guys are hopefully going to be part of all that. So we'll let you know how we plan to do it, and if you want to join us in that, I'd look forward to it. Really good. So two things. Get in touch with Sue with the email. Remember, integratedminds@hushmail.com for the Golden Bundle 300. And make sure that you check out the website that Bob has. When you go to bigcalluniverse.com, you click on the banner, and then that will take you right into Bob's website. And you can see everything about all the product that is there, all right, and learn about that. And then if you need to call for information on the circulation mat, you can do that, all right? So this is what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. I appreciate you, and thank you for listening for over 12 years. We're 2 months and change into our 13th year on the Big Call, and I appreciate every one of you that have listened. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting this call out internationally to so many listeners around the globe. Thank you for that so much. Appreciate you and all those listeners out there. And thank you, Bob, for everything that you're doing to manage the calls and your portion of it. And then thank you, Sue, for everything that you're doing to handle the prayer requests and praise reports and everything that you're doing with your classes. It's been a really great thing. Let's hope, guys, let's hope this is our last official call. And let's hope that we get the information we need tomorrow and we take it and run with it, and then we don't even look back. We just go forward. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you that we have been called for a purpose, and we know that our purpose is to up-level and help humanity around the globe, and we're doing that, and we're going to continue to do it in a big way with these resources that are coming from this blessing. Thank you for it. Thank you for your blessing, and thank you that it will help not only us and our families, but the people that we may never meet. Some of whom we will, but many we won't. But thank you for allowing us to take this blessing and be good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that's what I wanted to bring tonight. You guys have a blessed weekend. This is supposed to happen over the weekend. And we know that Iraq has a reinstated rate. And we know they're planning to officially revalue their currency over the weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday. And Kuwait is going to revalue on Sunday. And I think we're looking good to get started over the weekend. That's what I've heard. So let's take that and run with it. Everybody have a blessed weekend and sleep well tonight. God bless you all.